Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Thank you for turning it on, leaving it on. Let's bring in the voice of the Cowboys, Brad Sham. Every day following a game at 8 o'clock, he's able to adjust his schedule. Good morning, Brad. Happy Thanksgiving. How are you?
I'm fine, Sean. Happy Thanksgiving to you. It is Real People Friday, but it's Cowboy Monday because they're on a seven-day schedule, and it's Sunday to Sunday, and the next game is Sunday, which is Thursday.
What's wrong with this offense?
Well, that's a really good question, and I told the guys on the postgame show yesterday, I am almost prepared without looking at the tape yet, because you know during the game I got to follow the ball. I'm about prepared to say that I was completely wrong, and that the offense just cannot function without Ezekiel Elliott, and that doesn't make any sense to me. But these problems have been manifest in the three games without him, and it's not that anybody else can't run the ball, because clearly that's not the case. They've run it fine, and they've now run it fine with two different guys. The possibility, it's never going to be one thing. Let's make that clear. It's not going to be real easy, and here's the answer, because if that was the case, they'd have fixed it already. But I think it's possible that the defenses they're playing so don't fear the explosive to-the-house breakaway ability that they lack without Elliott, that they are deploying defenses differently, and that's changing the looks, and it's some combination of making less available in receivers to the quarterback, and that also that there's something in those looks that he's getting that's frustrating or confusing him. He's pressing Dak. I don't think there's any question about that. And you can never hit a six-run homer, so you've got to back off and take a deep breath. And I don't have any question in my mind that he will. But all of those things taken in and of themselves are, at least to me, they're understandable in pieces. But I can't account for how they just cannot function down the field without Ezekiel Elliott.
Do you think that Jason should be or is in a little bit of trouble?
A little bit of trouble. I think that it's natural when you have three results like this in a row. Everyone is accountable and somewhat culpable. I don't think that there's any question that, I mean, the best way that I can approach it is, and I think that each of us ought to approach it if we're trying to be somewhat rational, instead of just, you know, knee-jerk reaction as a fan, is, okay, if I were in charge, if the success of the franchise were in my hands, and if the livelihoods of all of these people, these coaches and players and their families, if those things were all in my hands, what would I be looking at? What do I see that I don't like? And you cannot be so non-competitive for three games in a row in the second half. I mean, clearly in the first half they've been more than competitive. Something happens. This all works together, and that's why I don't know that he should be for me, but I have, from the day that he got the job, I've admitted a bias. I know him personally. Because I know him personally, I know where his head and his heart are, and I still believe that he can find the answer to this. But the coaching staff, taken as a group, including him, clearly bears some responsibility for not having guys ready to respond better than this. And the Philip Rivers passed for 434 yards, and they would have had a lot more points if they'd had a kicker. And some of that stuff that you saw in the second half in the secondary, that just can't happen. Well, it's the same guys they had when they won five games earlier in the year. So there's a big picture thing going on that's really hard to find in the middle of the season, but it would be naive to say that the coaching staff's not culpable for their share of it.
Is the system outdated to where it relies too much on just beating the guy across from you? And in a salary cap era, that's great in the 90s and 92 when you had the best team. But in a cap era, when you lose a few guys, you just can't do it.
I think that is a – and that goes to more than individual coaching in the course of a season. But I think that's a fair point because they have devoted their resources. I heard a thing on NFL radio one day last week. Somebody asked a question, and so they kind of broke down. And the Cowboys are like 29th in the league in expenditures, money spent on defense. Now, some of that's because you take away some very high salaries with the nine guys who they weren't all on defense, but most of them were the guys who left last year. And then when you put in as many rookies and young players on rookie contracts as they have, then the money that you're spending is going to go down. You can't help that. But I do think it's fair to say that when you look at the salary cap era, they decide where to try to allocate their resources, that it's certainly time for them to allocate some resources defensively. Now, they could come back and say, well, last year we spent our first pick on defense and our second pick on defense and our third pick on defense and our fifth and sixth pick on defense, and that's correct, you did, and those guys aren't doing anything. Some of that is partly no one's fault because of the injuries that the three guys suffered. You'd really like to see Lewis and Awuzie, for instance, stepping up and being strong rookie presences right now. And I believe that the reason they're not is because of the injuries they suffered in training camp that just took away training camp and the preseason from them. And it's really hard for a rookie to bounce back from that. I think Anthony Brown's struggling. You'd love to have your second round pick be able to step in and maybe play some snaps the way they've done with Xavier Woods at safety, but he's lost too much time. I'm not down on his future as a player, but right now, this year, when you need help, he's just not able to help you very much, and he needs an off season and all of that. While you're waiting for that, you're going to get a little bit of ugly, and they've got a little bit of ugly going on, and the challenge for the coaches is to figure out a way to put guys in the best possible positions to stop this bleeding. And then for each player, he's got to look at his game and look at what mistakes he made mentally and physically and do what he can to correct it. The coaches have to do what they can to correct it while they are also game planning for the next opponent. That's why it's hard to do in the middle of the season. And then as an organization, when the season's over, then they got to step back and say, okay, what do we have? What do we not have? And what can we afford to replace? I had this conversation, part of the conversation with a friend of mine last night who wanted to big picture it a little bit and went back and looked at the offensive line. Well, why'd they let Leary go? You know, because they couldn't afford him. Look at the money that he got in Denver. And so they then looked at the market and said, well, what's it going to cost to bring in a substantial left guard? And they believed that they had in Green and Cooper people who could compete. That turned out to eventually be true. I think Cooper is competitive, but they struggled with it for a while. And that's the kind of an organizational decision that when it goes wrong, you got to step back and really look at it and examine it. So now I think on the defensive side of the ball, I think that the coaching techniques have to be addressed. Are we coaching them the right thing in this era? And then do we have players good enough to make those techniques work? And if they don't, then you do what you can to replace them.
Thank you, Brad. Have a good weekend.
Okay, guys. Sorry for the lengthy answer, but I don't think it's a simple question.
Sure. Brad Sham, voice of the Cowboys, here on DFW Sports Station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.